Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question, which is right there on the homepage. And lots of other things that are there. Articles, archives, my blog is there, the knowledge base, et cetera, et cetera. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. I'd like to see you there. Having a great visit with our good friend Doug Tatum. He's the author of No Man's Land, associate professor at Middle Tennessee State University, MTSU, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Well, brand spanking new. The ink still isn't quite dry on it, on his agreement there. He just showed up there, and we're glad he's holding that, holding the entrepreneurial fort down there. Doug, you said something in the last segment. You said business is under attack. I know what I think that means. My audience probably knows what they think it means. But what do you think it means?
Well, I mean, if you want to get down to the specifics, I think it's number one, an attitude that exists in most of the press today about the direction of the country, and at its very fundamental, it's the regulatory and tax environment and capital environment that small businesses who are trying to grow are facing out there. I mean, I'm very, very concerned that policymakers don't understand that a successful business breaking out of small and growing and adding employees is a pass-through entity.
Yeah.
Which means if you decide to tax them at $250,000 in income or more, you're taxing their working capital. And you're taxing their working capital in an environment where it's very, very difficult to get financing. So I think it's going to severely compound our issues if they don't extend those Bush tax cuts. That's my personal opinion.
The thing that blows me away is, and this to me is the government demonstrating. And I'm gonna put it on the administration right now. The administration demonstrating that they don't know anything about the way the marketplace works, because they don't understand why all the things that they've done hasn't created more jobs. Well, there are small business owners right now who don't think of themselves as rich because they're not rich, but they're trying to project their growth for the next 2 or 3 years. They're trying to build spreadsheets to see how much margin they need to charge, how can they squeeze it out, how can they cut expenses so they can be profitable and survive. And yet we don't know, they don't know, they and we, or I don't know either, how much my tax bill is going to be for the next year or 2 years or 3 years. We don't know what that's going to be. So we can't really get down to micromanaging our gross profit margin. And to get a net profit that we want, the EBITDA is as it's called. So we know how much to charge people, how much expenses to have. That's an example of how uncertain it is out there. And for some reason, they've decided that anybody who makes over $250,000 is rich, but they don't understand that that's not rich in small business.
No, it's their working capital. And let's add one other issue. When you have I have a schedule in the book where I indicate that hiring a $50,000 a year employee, which is probably 35 to 40 with their benefits.
Right.
So, think a $35,000, $40,000 a year employee is the equivalent of borrowing $300,000 if you're paying 7% over five years. Well, we have lower interest rates than that.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to have is you're going to have large companies opt for capital over employees.
And they have those options now with the technology that's available to them.
Right, and I think that's going to migrate down into the smaller sector of the economy in terms of the size of businesses. So what you're going to end up having is you're going to have businesses that are going to opt for technology over people because it's a lot cheaper.
But, so Doug, in the last month, that we've asked our audience through our website, if you have an opportunity to grow your business, will you be more likely to do it by adding people or you'd be more likely to do it by adding technology. 81% said they would do technology first.
Well, I think that's an indication of the mathematics of the capital markets right now.
That's exactly right. And the availability of applications that can replace human beings.
Correct.
And you don't pay payroll taxes on human beings.
Correct.
And you can, and you know, and so anyway, let me tell you, there's something else, and this is another indicator. And folks, this is, I'm not being political here. We're just talking about reality. Doug, I heard today that the president is considering, he's announced that he's considering renewing the R&D tax credit.
Yeah.
Now, here's to people who don't know what's going on, that may sound like, oh, wow, that's going to be great. He's thinking about renewing it, and people will get excited about that, right? Well, guess what? That tax advantage expired last year.
Yeah.
It hasn't been available for 8 months.
Yeah.
And we still don't know if he's going to extend it. Now, Doug, if you have in a business that's spending money on R&D, And the tax credit expired, but they're thinking about extending it, are you going to invest during that period? I don't think so.
No, and as you know, I'm still trying to get Washington interested in the Bridge Act,
right?
Because there's still a capital gap out there, and the difficulties of getting capital for businesses and of the size your audience is on the radio with compound all these issues. So you know, uncertainty causes pause. Tax policy is a big part of that, and I don't know if you know this, but they've completely regulated the entire private equity industry.
Yep.
And, you know,
oh yeah.
I'm
absolutely.
Work a lot in that industry.
Well, there's a lot of this just the takeover of the marketplace, the infusion of the government into the marketplace.
Yeah.
That they don't realize that makes small business owners go, stand by, Tintail. Right back with Doug Tatum after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.